Good morning. A relatively quiet start to the new work week now as we flip the calendar over to December. We had plenty of clouds out there, and temperatures have not dropped back that much. In fact, most places right around the freezing point this morning. There are a few spotty areas of precipitation around, and mainly in the form of flurries or maybe even some light drizzle, which could freeze on contact in some spots. So there could be a few slippery areas out there, so use a little bit of extra caution as you head out on this Monday morning. A front heading our way from the west will keep the clouds in place as we go through the day today. Again, a few scattered spotty light rain or snow showers around, mainly across the higher terrain, otherwise generally dry. And this front will pass through the region tonight, keeping the clouds in place. With the cloudy skies overnight, temperatures will be cool but not cold, as they'll only be able to drop back down toward freezing for overnight lows. As the front continues to slide away tomorrow, high pressure will build in and we'll have a lot of clouds to start the day, although some sunshine will mix in later on. This will allow temperatures to climb back into the lower and middle 40s. High pressure will continue to hang on Tuesday night into Wednesday, so we'll start off the day on Wednesday with sunshine, although the next front, heading our way from the west, will bring some clouds back into the picture by Wednesday afternoon. Still out ahead of the front, temperatures will be in the mid-40s. The timing of this next front is still in question, but it appears to move through sometime between Thursday night and Friday. At this point, we'll see plenty of clouds around and most likely just rain showers on Thursday with highs well up into the 40s. Rain showers change to some snow showers during the day on Friday as temperatures start out in the lower 40s, then start to drop through the 30s. This will be the beginning of the next cold snap, which will move into the region for the upcoming weekend with highs on Saturday only getting into the lower 30s and staying into the 20s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm watches and winter storm warnings have been issued for a large part of the Intermountain West as a potent upper-level low is forecast to continue dropping southward from the Pacific Northwest. This system will help draw Arctic air south of the U.S.-Canadian border early this week. Vertical lift in response to the upper low will bring widespread precipitation to much of the western states, with topography aiding into the additional lift. The modestly high snow levels initially will quickly come down as the Arctic air mass infiltrates the region. It appears wintry precipitation will be possible into the valley locations of the Intermountain West, although the heftiest accumulations are forecast to remain across the higher terrain. During the next couple of days, 1 to as much as 2 feet of snow will be possible over the Tetons, the Wasatch, and Colorado Rockies. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Hierro, Spain, at 7:38 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Zhezkazgan, Kazakhstan, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 21 degrees, with a south-southwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 4 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 28, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Anaheim and San Pascal Valley, both in California, to a low of 12 below zero at Monte Vista, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy near 50, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs right around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 33, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 40.45 inches for the year, which is 3.93 inches above normal. No snowfall yesterday, and for the season, 2.1 inches, which is 1.0 inches below normal. There were 32 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, obviously the total for the month, which is one above normal, and 1,402 for the season, which is 33 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 66, set in 1998, and the record low, 2 below 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few spotty areas of freezing drizzle this morning, and highs in the mid-30s to around 40. Cloudy, with a few light snow showers tonight, and lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies today with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-40s, sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the mid-40s, rain showers likely on Thursday in the upper 40s, rain showers, perhaps some late-day snow showers Friday in the lower 40s, lower 30s, breezy and colder with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, and mostly sunny and cold on Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.